1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, welcomes you to the Garden Party with Master Gardener Jan Musen. The Garden Party brought to you by DeBrine Seed on Washington Avenue in downtown Zeeland. Jan Musen joins us via the phone once again and recovering from latest spell, unfortunately seeing the medicos.
Yes, that's right.
What's the prognosis, my dear lady?
Oh, the cast comes off in another month. I would just wish it wasn't slippery outside, because I need helpers with me outside, because I can't put weight on my legs.
So
one-legged on slippery ground outside does not work.
Unfortunately, the elves are busy with Santa this time of year. Can't get them out.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well. By the way, because of the situation here, we cannot take any calls for Jandy this morning. So if you have any questions for the Master Gardener or her elves over at DeBrine Seed, stop on by over on Washington Avenue. They'll be happy to answer it. Okay. We are going to title today's program For the Birds.
I think that's a good idea.
Because it's time to clean out and fill those bird feeders for the winter.
That's right. They are out in force right now, those birds. My bird feeders, I have to find someone that when they come over, I kind of loop them in to get them out in there and fill in my feeders, because they are emptied almost immediately. They are hungry right now. Great show in the backyard right now, folks. Get those bird feeders cleaned out and filled. Ken's running a sale this weekend on black oil sunflower, Friday and Saturday. Black Friday, get over to DeBrine's. 40-pound bag of black oil is going to be $12.98. So great time to stock up on bird feeder, save some money, and feed the birds all at one time.
Now, the question is, and I'm going to sound very naive, and that's fine, because these birds, they eat the sunflower seeds, but sometimes those seeds, they sort of slip down. And I don't know if you want those sunflowers to be sprouting up next spring and summer near the bird feeders.
Yes, they can make a huge mess under the feeder. But if you don't want that, and I'm that way, do not care for a mess under my feeder at all. We made a no-waste bird seed mix. It is wonderful. It's got little suet nuggets in it. It's got all kinds of stuff in it that the birds love. But there is no mess at all under the feeder. It's perfect.
Now, the things that the little birdies need, besides brains, they have enough brains. They require three things: food, water, and shelter.
That's right. If you've got those three ingredients in your backyard, you will have a lot of birds. Now, most people have the shelter. Most people have some bushes or trees where the birds can hide. And putting out a bird feeder, you've got some food, and usually you probably have some bushes in the backyard, too, where they're getting some berries or something from. It's that water that's the big thing here and a huge draw. If you put a water source in your backyard, you will get a ton of birds. You will not believe how many birds will come to your backyard just with some fresh water put out every day.
But make sure that the windows are, shall we say, the screens and the blinds are down, because if you have a cat in the house and they start looking for the birds are going to get spooked.
My cat sits right next to the window watching the bird feeders. She loves it. And my birds are so used to her sitting there that they don't care anymore. But, it's a great show. But you put that water out there, and we've got a great variety of bird baths, heated bird baths, bird bath heaters that you can put in an existing bird bath, or you can do like me and just put out fresh water every day for them. It doesn't need to be unfrozen all day for them, but you'd be surprised how many more birds you can get with water.
Okay, bird bath heaters. Are you suggesting that you're going to need to make hot tubs for these birds?
Well, it's not a hot tub, and it's not going to cook them. It just keeps the water right above freezing, and they all have thermostats on it, so they go off and on, so they aren't on all the time, and you're not going to have little cooked baby finches in your bird bath here.
Well, but the thing is, though, if you want to attract birds, if you have a hot, a little hot tub, they might.
Oh, yes. They would actually take a bath.
Yeah, they'd take a bath. They'd be lounging about, they'd do a little sip of cocktails.
The whole bit, yeah.
1450 WHCC Highlands Hometown Station. It's the Garden Party with Jan Musin, the Master Gardener from DeBrine Seed over on Washington Avenue in downtown Zeeland. 17 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:43 is our time, 32 degrees in Holland, wind chill of 22 above. Because of the storms that we had over the weekend and continue to experience, is it now too late to work on, say, planting bulbs or getting the trees and shrubbery ready?
Oh, you want a shrubbery? No, it isn't too late. You might have to get out there and get a little snow off them, but you know, get the trees and the shrubs ready for more storms. We don't need more bushes being knocked over and trees knocked over and limbs down and bushes flattened because of the wind and this heavy snow. So get out there, put some support around, and put some burlap around those, like arborvitaes that have a tendency to fall apart with the weight of the snow, and protect your evergreens. They get, especially on the north and the west sides of your houses, they're just going to get whipped by the wind all winter long. So get out there, protect those shrubs. We can help you at DeBrine's. We've got burlap. We've got the wilt-proof spray. We've got some stakes that you can put around there to wrap the burlap around. And you can even build, like, I've got a neighbor that builds these little things around all of her rhododendrons every winter. She's got little houses over her rhododendrons. So, you know, there's a lots of different things, but just protect them, especially the ones that are under the eaves where the snow comes down and falls on them. They just really naturally are not meant that to happen, so they're not really prepared for that. So you make sure you keep, they're expensive to replace next spring, so a little work right now, you can get it going.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the indoor plants that'll be coming to homes near you. Maybe not you particularly, Jan, but to our listeners as well. It is Christmas time, and Dr. Poinsett's contribution to the floral world will be in many homes this year.
That's right. And you want to keep those as long as possible. And the number one tip of those is keep them out of drafts. Now, most people know not to put them by a front door or where you get the, you know, the draft from a door or a window that's open on them. But remember, the hot air registers. If you've got a vent that's right there blowing air, they don't like that either. So keep them out of any kind of drafts. The flowers are going to stay longer if you can put them in a cooler room at night. If you've got a room that's 60 degrees at night, they would appreciate that. And even not a terribly, terribly hot room during the day, too. Cooler rooms are always going to keep those flowers going just a little bit longer. Poinsettias, keep them watered. Put your little finger in the soil, and if it feels a little bit dry, keep them watered, and you'll keep them going. Also, bananas let off that ethylene gas, which kind of interferes with your poinsettia. So keep the bananas off the countertop. They need to be far away from your poinsettias and your other flowers. If you were lucky enough to get an amaryllis bulb and you want to get that started, most of the time they just shoot up. You plant them and they just start to grow. Sometimes you get one of those that's just a little bit on the, yeah, I don't want to go. Put it on a heating pad, or if you've got one of those registers that you can put it on, that works fine too. Just that little heat on the bottom will help it get going. So, you know, then you can have the flower for Christmas, so that's kind of a fun thing to do. And, you know, keep your plants watered. Remember, Christmas cactus will bloom for a long time. It likes a cooler temperature. Let that go bone dry before you water it again.
One final thing, Jan Musin. It's more of for humans, not the plant world, and it's called ice melt.
That's right. Stock up on it. I brought some more home again last night. You do not need to be slipping and falling, because I can tell you firsthand what it's like having a cast on your leg and not being able to put weight on your leg because, you know, during the winter. You don't want that, and try walk outside your front door. It's almost impossible in this in the snow and ice. So make sure you have plenty of ice melt, especially if you've got company coming over for Thanksgiving. We've got lots of different types at DeBrine's. We can help you pick out stuff. There's stuff that doesn't track inside. There's stuff that's safe for your plants. There's stuff that's safe for your pets. You know, just we'll help you pick out the right one for you, but just keep yourself safe and your guests and use it.
It should be wise advice from Jan Musen, the Master Gardener. And that is the garden party for this particular Tuesday. Have a good holiday.
You too.
And we'll talk again next Tuesday morning.
That's right. Okay.
Thanks very much. Jan Musen, it's the garden party on 1450 WHTC, brought to you by DeBrine Seeds, located on Washington Avenue in downtown Zeeland.